Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, cuz, heard you're having money problems. Listen, I got the answer. You declare bankruptcy, all your problems go away.
Mike Shope.
Never declared bankruptcy.
Mike Shope.
He gets in trouble, he transfers his debt to...
the Bulldog.
In Monopoly, you go bankrupt, you lose.
You don't go by Monopoly, man. That game is nuts. Nobody just picks up get-out-of-jail-free cards. Those things cost thousands.
That is a good point.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I declare bankruptcy!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back, Buffalo Bills Football Monday on WGR. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Sneaky Joe at 7. And
yes,
then
sir.
Monday Night Football. Ravens Chiefs. Big one.
Giddy up.
Next week is New England at Kansas City.
Come on, Monday night?
No, Sunday.
Oh, okay.
On same time as the Bills game, 4:25.
Okay.
So, we won't see it.
Monday night next week is Green Bay, Atlanta.
Bulldog, Monday night next week is Green Bay, Atlanta. I think in Green Bay?
Yes. You have the Patriots and Chiefs for what next week?
4:25.
4:25, okay. Yeah.
Same as the Bills. So, do we know who we want to have win that game? Does it depend on tonight? Can I just bring up this question about whether you want to shoot for the moon? Like, if you have, this could be like before when I was talking about that interception call, and I'll just try and then maybe give up. But if you think you have a playoff team, I mean, pretty, you know, not impossible, but... you would not bet on the Bills to miss the playoffs at this point. Seven make it out of 16. Like, they look like a playoff team. So,
yeah.
If you think you have a playoff team, if you don't think home field advantage is so important, now, you know, there's always a debate. Home teams win more often than road teams. Really, the one seed is kind of the only thing. Well, it's the biggest thing. I'm not sure I want to say it's the only thing, even try that. But it's the biggest thing. In the playoff, in the brackets, to have the first week off. The two seed no longer gets the first week off. Right. Do you want to shoot for that? Do you want to start rooting against Kansas City and Baltimore, even when they play New England? They both do.
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, it's early, but, you know, in these games will maybe tell me who I want to root for. You know, as they tick off, like as how the Bills handle the Chiefs, like that'll be when I really have an answer for you. You know, because if they can't really compete with the Chiefs, then I don't know. Like I'm not. I shouldn't say if they can't really compete with the Chiefs. I mean, I think they can compete with anyone, but they might not have the day that they had on offense yesterday, and they could be in trouble. Who knows? We'll see. But. I don't know yet, like, what is New England? You know, I mean, they're 2-1. They're already a game behind me. I think they're a real threat. So rooting for them isn't exactly going to feel great either. So I'm not sure what the hell I want to do with that game.
Thank you.
Sitting here right now. I really don't. I think maybe it's too early. Because I would like to give you an answer. But I just talked it out, and I don't think I can, and that means I'm going to blame you for asking.
That's fine. I can totally handle it. If you do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great. Maybe we'll think. Maybe.
Do you?
Maybe we will end up rooting for the Patriots.
I mean, it could happen. It could happen. Do you have a strong opinion on this yet, or are you just asking?
I'm doing my normal thing with is just asking other people.
Okay, gotcha.
I do think there's merit to the point about the one seed. Like, I think that is the one spot that matters. So you know, rooting for teams in these games is completely meaningless. Just fun to talk about. I would not want to rule out the Patriots. They have one loss, and it was by 1 yard to a pretty good team in Seattle. That was on the road. So, like, there's no room for that in my mind.
Right.
I'm the last guy who's going to want to do that. But you could end up next week, if the favorites win the next three games, this one tonight, the Bills game in Vegas, and the Chiefs-Patriots game, then the Bills will have a two-game lead. And Kansas City will have a loss. And so at that point, maybe people will be talking about that. But not yet. That's what you're saying. I'm not ready. Yeah. You're saying I'm not ready to yet.
Right.
Okay.
I look forward to revisiting this and giving a more thorough explanation of my feelings at that time. I'm not ready to commit yet.
I think we are seeing a Bills team that we've seen how prolific they have been on offense. And while the NFL is always about adjustments and matchups and things like that, and injuries too, at this point, at this stage of the game, you have receivers that get open and a quarterback who can find them and does not look the least bit skittish in the process. He can run if he has to. They protect him well enough. If Brown is hurt, Davis is pretty good so far. Your tight end being hurt didn't matter, no offense. Zach Moss goes out. I asked you the other day, what do you think it means? You say nothing. How did that look in retrospect? Like, again, due respect. The players, we're not saying the players are meaningless. It's just the name of the game is throwing the ball downfield for big yards and scoring touchdowns. It has been true for years. The Bills are finally and dramatically from no, we're nothing like that to we're fully like that as this season moves through week three. They are fully like that to this point. And, you know, beating Kansas City or New England, you know, beating Kansas City. How do you beat Kansas City? How do you do it?
You get to 30 and hope that that's enough.
Yes, you better score like crazy. I mean,
that's it.
The Super Bowl was a great defensive team that had them down 20-10, maybe, with like 8 minutes left, and they lost 31-20. Like, it's just the Charger game in overtime last week, the Chiefs get theirs. So you better be able to keep up. And so far, the Bills look like a team that at least you can, you know, think they might be able to. Anyway, Chiefs and Ravens tonight after Sneaky Joe here on WGR. Let's go to Pat next. Hello, Pat.
Oh, hey, boys. How are you?
Good, Pat. Thanks for calling us. We appreciate it.
So I live in Boston. I moved here when I was 4 years old, and I still stay with the Bills. So roster development. I went to the Bears game in November 4th, 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
The offensive talent, it's amazing now. Do you know who the offensive talent was 2 years ago?
I would love to try to think of those names. It's a Peterman game.
It's the Peterman game. Shady McCoy, old Ray, Zay Jones?
Yeah.
I mean, think about this team now. With the defense, the trade for Mahomes trade has played well for the Bills, even though nobody in the country thinks about it and understands it. It's working out pretty good, isn't it, now? It's amazing. The talent development that Dean has done in the last 3 years, I'm just, you know, I got a bunch of buddies. You know, we put all the, you know, the Bills backers stuff in Boston. We're feeling it now. We are feeling it now, and we're so excited. So thanks, guys.
Yeah,
love listening to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What you're talking about an overhaul, Bulldog.
It's the skill guys. You only mentioned a couple of them, but I mean the offensive line. Like last year, 2019, Allen, Deion Dawkins. Isn't that it? From the entire offense, like that was who was left. I mean, in one off season, that is a massive job. And I mean, they did that, and it's a lot of guys. Like the linemen, none of the linemen were big, huge boxcar contract, huge numbers, all this. It was all just like sort of just guys, you know, 1 year, 2 year, modest, doesn't work, no, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And, you know, here we sit. I mean, they invested a second-round pick in Cody Ford. Dawkins himself is a second-round pick. Morse was a big-ticket item. I shouldn't leave him out. That was a big, big signing. But all the other pieces are all just sort of were fill-in guys. Even the receivers, like Brown and Beasley, were not, like, the best receivers. They were good enough, and they especially fit more so now that Diggs is on top of the pile. So yeah, I mean it's a startling amount of turnover that has obviously benefited them greatly.
That Bears game is memorable. Joe had February 6th, Joe,
yes,
where you would have lost the league, but for Peterman scoring a rushing touchdown late in that game.
Yeah, I
like
won.
That's a season-long thing.
I won the league by 17, and it was an entire season, like whoever had the most points. And I won by 17 points. Peterman was my only quarterback that week.
Right.
Everyone else had bye weeks.
Right.
He happened to be starting, and he had 17 points.
It was right near it. And it's a best ball league, so there's no lineups or anything. I remember that game for that.
It wasn't just the rushing touchdown.
He had a long run,
yes,
that wasn't a touchdown.
Not
he
a
had
Hail
like
Mary.
end of the half, like a Hail Mary, and then he ran like 18 or 20 yards or something. I don't remember him scoring, but whatever. I remember the big gaffe in not throwing the Hail Mary and rushing for like however many yards that was.
It was 24. He had 47 rushing yards and a touchdown in that game.
Okay.
10 players, by the way, caught a pass from the Bills in that game. None of them are on the team anymore.
Wow. That wasn't a Dawkins game?
No, it was not a Dawkins game.
Well, the caller knew it. I mean, he named a few.
One of them.
Ten players caught passes, and none of them are on the team.
No, one of them only caught. His only Bills receptions ever were in that game, and he only played two games for the team. This is the middle of that season. You remember this guy? You would remember this guy.
He only caught Bills passes in that game. That was his only game of making receptions.
Yeah.
And it was two.
Two catches in that game, and there were his only two catches for the Bills.
They brought him in, and then he was gone.
Yes.
It's not that. It's not even 2 years ago.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
This isn't Percy Harvin.
No, it's not Percy Harvin.
And they brought him back. That was still Rex when Rex brought him back the second time, or did McDermott do that?
I don't remember.
Rex.
Rex did, yeah.
Well, you would have Deontay Thompson in this game, maybe. Benjamin,
no Jones.
Andre Holmes.
Yep.
Andre Holmes, Zay Jones.
Yep.
McLeod, the caller said.
Yep.
McCoy.
Yep.
Ivory.
You had two tight ends.
Charles Clay
was not one of the two tight ends.
Okay.
O'Leary?
Nope.
Come on.
Sweeney?
Nope.
No, not yet. McEntee?
Nope.
I don't know. But the guy, like, it was kind of significant the way you're talking, the guy they brought in that had the two catches.
The tight ends, by the way, are Logan Thomas and Jason Kroom.
Wow.
Logan Thomas was in a lineup for me yesterday.
7 for 40 in that game.
Seven Brian. Yesterday?
No, in that Bears game.
Oh, okay. He wasn't 7 for 40 yesterday.
Oh, here comes the music.
Here comes the music.
Marcus Murphy had 3 catches in this game for -7 yards, by the way.
I don't know who that is. Running back?
Yeah, number
wide
45.
Receiver.
No, Marcus Murphy was a return
guy. Oh, running
guy,
Marcus
running back.
Murphy's a running back. I'm sorry. I thought we were still thinking of this other guy.
No, the other guy's a receiver, though.
Tywan Jones?
Nope. He also played for the Jets that year.
It's good. I know this is going to be good.
It's good because I can't believe this guy was on the team less than 2 years ago.
Chris Burkett?
No.
Didn't he play for the Jets? I don't know.
He started games at quarterback once in his career.
Brad Smith?
Nope.
Started games at quarterback? What's his nuts? Ohio State.
Terrell Pryor.
Yeah.
Terrell Pryor. 2 for 17.
Yes.
Was it the what's his nuts that got you there, Mike?
Yes.
For the Ohio State.
It was that, exactly. That's what I used to call him.
Terrell Pryor.
Terrell. Wow. I was excited about that.
Yeah.
He had plays at the Jets, didn't he, for the Bills? The Barkley game. Is that the next week? Peterman flames out again. Then it's Barkley against the Jets. I think it's the next week. And doesn't Terrell Pryor play in that game?
That's the 41-10 game. He has 3 targets but 0 receptions.
Okay, that's what happened there. So he does play.
That was his last game for the Bills.
His last game for the Bills.
Wow.
Did they have a ceremony? Well, I mean, we sort of got lost in that game there, but...
It's stunning.
It's a turnover. Yeah, it's the turnover. Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is, and so at that time, like, you have Allen is hurt, and they don't have an answer at backup, and it doesn't even really matter if they do. They're trying to get through the time where he's injured, and it all feels very meaningless. And it's the middle of year two with McDermott, and I'm watching Nathan Peterman, who he chose more than once. In fact, like 3 times. The last one is an injury, but he's an opening day starter. He pulls Tyrod for him. Like, here is where we're at with McDermott. It's the middle of that season, and I got Nathan Peterman, who should not be on the field, running from, like, midfield to try to score on a Hail Mary before halftime.
Yeah.
Forgive me if I thought at that moment, this is just Bill's life. Why is it different?
It's not going so well.
How is this not up there with the screwy things we've watched this team do forever? How does that happen? But that season plays out. Allen gets back in. He has a few moments late in the year. Last year happens. Last year goes very well, and this year is going better still, at least offensively. So far, which I think that's where you want to be. Offense. Score. Throw it. Fourth down. Let's go. Touchdowns. No field goals. No, you know, field position. Just hit it. Very impressive. I mean, of course, we all know it is. Eric Wood talking about this team. We'll get him in on the offensive line. And yesterday, you know, the Rams eventually got to Allen, you know, in that comeback. And then the second half, some memorable moments between Allen and Donald and the Rams front. Just an incredible game. Another one that you just like, oh, I wish we could have been in there. Because that's where really what makes it special and memorable is when you go. But nonetheless, 3-0, and tonight we watch the Ravens and the Chiefs and see what they look like and see what the future might look like. To be very exciting to think about. We'll talk to Eric Wood next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.